Here we go. And we actually have something to discuss here this morning quickly with a new friend of the program.
Well, we're joined in the studio this morning by Larry Haller. He's the North Central regional organizer for a group called Bread for the World. It says, have faith and end hunger. And it's really sounds like you're bringing quite a good message. Good morning, Larry. Welcome to the program. And what do you got going on? What's happening?
Well, Bread for the World is a Christian voice to try to end hunger in our world and in our nation. And I'm here in Marquette today because I'm going to be talking to folks at 6:30 tonight at Messiah Lutheran Church about ways that they can be effective in trying to end hunger, especially in this case, end hunger around the world.
Unfortunately for many, it's a simple topic. It sounds like it'd be an easy solution, but it's not. Obviously not that easy, is it?
No, it's not that easy. There is plenty of food in the world for people to get. The question is how it's distributed and how people have the economic wherewithal to be able to either grow their own food or buy their food. And so one of the things that Bread for the World is working on this year is to try to change our nation's policies, to convince our legislators in Washington, D.C. that our nation can play a role in helping give people the tools they need to earn the money to buy the food that they really need to feed their families.
Does this target particular areas, particular groups, or is it just an all-encompassing discussion?
There are poor countries all around the world. The ones that we focus special attention on are in sub-Saharan Africa, which are where the poorest countries really are and where there are many, many people who are lacking the adequate food that they need to live a healthy and productive life. So a lot of the programs that we support have a particular impact in that part of the world, but also in Latin America and Asia and other places where people are struggling to make ends meet for their families.
Now, when you talk about an effort like this and you're talking about some legislative changes and you have some of the documents here that you've got, and of course, you know, here's a photo of the U.S. Capitol, and it has a graph in here about how the legislative process works and all of the many steps in it. It can seem very intimidating, or at least to the point where one person or a group may say, what can I really do in the face of all of that? And it seems to me like you're here to say that if you never try, you'll never know.
Well, that's exactly right. And we've seen countless times just a few letters to a member of Congress makes their staff be aware of an issue that we're concerned about at Bread for the World, to do the research they need, and then perhaps to get that member of Congress to vote in a way different than they would have voted if those letters hadn't come in from constituents. That's what we're about, empowering constituents, especially those who are part of Christian churches or on campuses, to really speak out to their members of Congress and realize their individual letters matched with those from other constituents really do make a difference on Capitol Hill.
I guess the obvious question is, what brings you up here to our neck of the woods?
Well, this is a part of my five-state region that I don't get to as often as I'd like, so I had an invitation from our friends at Messiah Lutheran to come up and do a workshop, not only for them, but also for anybody else in the Marquette area who'd like to come and learn about how they can speak out to their elected leaders, to Bart Stupak and our two senators here from Michigan, and encourage them to really make some differences in our foreign assistance programs this year.
Bread for the World, and again, you are going to be speaking to folks this evening, correct?
That's right. At 6:30 at Messiah Lutheran at 305 West Magnetic, I'm going to be talking about our offering of letters campaign this year. That means that people around the country are going to be writing letters to their members of Congress to try to change our foreign assistance programs, the amount of monies our nation gives to other countries to try to relieve poverty. Those programs are pretty good now, but they could be made a lot more effective and more efficient if Congress made some changes in those laws.
One of the assumptions that I'm going to make here, and correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of people, when they come to hear you speak, probably, I would think, come into that with, well, I'm just one person living here, you know, up in the UP. What can I do? Mm-hmm. Answer, I'm sure, is probably they can do quite a bit.
They can do quite a bit because members of Congress really appreciate hearing from their constituents. When things are on their constituents' minds and they hear from them, a handwritten letter really, really makes a difference. We have found that just 7 or 8 letters in a member of Congress's office will cause them to really stand up and take notice of a particular issue because they know there are many people who also care about that issue who aren't writing letters. So every letter really does make a difference.
Now, you represent Bread for the World. Can you tell us a little bit about the organization? Are you national, regional? How big are you?
We are a national organization composed of people who are part of the very vast array of the Christian faith tradition, about 45 different faith traditions. Catholics, Protestants, Evangelicals are all part of Bread for the World. And what they do, we have tens of thousands of members across the country and a couple of thousand churches that are part of Bread for the World. And so what those churches do is organize letter writing events called Offerings of Letters every year. And people sit around tables at coffee hours or you know, in a campus during the lunch hour and write letters to their members of Congress. So it's a way really of bringing our Christian voice to the halls of Congress and making a difference really on hunger here in the U.S. and overseas.
Now, you mentioned the meeting tonight. What can folks expect? How long are you going to keep them? What's the evening entail?
We expect it'll last about 2 hours, and I'll first of all introduce Bread for the World to people and learn from them. I want to hear who the people are who come to the meeting and what they've done in advocacy. And then I'll spend some time talking about this year's Offering of Letters campaign, the campaign to try to change our foreign assistance programs, and give them the tools they need to go back to their churches or back to their campus, and then organize letter-writing events called these Offering of Letters. That's the whole point of it. It's a training exercise really going on, but also a learning thing for folks.
Now, I was asking you off microphone a little bit ago, your world tour has actually been pretty busy. You've been out on the road quite a bit.
That's right. I live in Dayton, Ohio, so I was in Lansing on Monday and Traverse City on Tuesday. I'm here. Then I'm heading back. I'm going to see the Tigers in Comerica Park tomorrow night. They're going to beat the Rockies, and then I'll head home to Dayton.
Now, what is your region? You said a five-state region for you?
That's exactly right. I have Ohio and Michigan, as well as Kentucky, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania.
So we really are the outskirts for you.
You are. It's a long way to get here. But, you know, it's an economically challenged region right now, and I'm glad I'm the organizer because I think I can really help people understand they can make a difference in trying to change the situation in our country and our world with respect to poverty.
Well, Larry, as we wrap up our time here together, again, the event tonight, when's, where's, and again, what can folks expect?
It's at 6:30 to 8:30 at Messiah Lutheran Church in downtown Marquette, and I'll be there training around our Offering of Letters campaign on foreign aid reform. If you'd like more information, go to www.bread.org. That's our website for Bread for the World.
Well, Larry, we certainly appreciate your time, and I apologize for the hectic nature of the program here this morning with all that's going on here, but sounds very interesting, and I do hope folks that get the opportunity to take this in do that, because I believe this is going to be an eye-opener for a lot of people, too.
I think it could be. We really have an opportunity to make a difference this year.